episode 21, Canberra and Murrumbula.
Murrumbula, I think. I don't know either.
Whatever it is, anyway. Nice place. So this is our last week in Australia before flying home and going to see our lovely girls and our lovely grandchildren. So enjoy this, hopefully. Okay. I can hear Kim shouting, breakfast is ready, so okay. That'll have to do for now.
Yeah.
So, 3-hour bus ride from Sydney to Canberra went reasonably well, except I was in a bit of back pain when we got there, but not much at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And got to the bus station in Northbourne Avenue or something like that in Canberra. And who was there to meet us?
Dennis
and Kim and Rick.
Yeah.
So I went off for a few bevvies with Dennis because he was still in Canberra and going back to Brisbane the next day.
Yeah, it was quite funny, actually. I'd met up with Kim and she was just showing me where the toilets were and hanging on for me. And on my way back, Dennis was there and gave me a big hug.
Mm.
And I said, oh, sorry, Kim, I just know everyone wherever I go. Can't help it.
Is she impressive?
She was, yeah. And then I introduced them. Yeah.
Yes. And so while I was gone for a few bevvies with Dennis, you were having a sedate little catch-up with Kim.
Yes. We had the gin and tonics in memory of our mums.
Mm.
And then started on the champagne.
And 2 bottles of champagne you got through between you.
Apparently, yeah. And Rick doesn't like it. So, yeah, I can think it was just me and Kim. So
poor Rick had to just drink beer.
Yeah, there were raspberries in with the champagne.
Oh, what else would you have?
Of course, yes.
So that was it's a great catch-up.
Oh, yeah. So by the time you got your Uber and caught up with us, We were well, feeling no pain.
Yes, my first solo Uber experience. I was quite pleased with myself.
Yeah.
And short on $36 by the time I got there.
Yes, they're not cheap, the Uber guys.
No, but
it
is quite a way out to from Canberra to Canberra, where they live.
Yeah.
So, tell the listener who Kim is and how come you know Kim.
Well, I met Kim in 1967. In Guayaquil, Ecuador, where she was living, and I'd gone to stay with my mum's friend Mary and her husband Teo and their daughter Marianne, who was also a friend of mine. And I was there for 3 months, got to know Kim quite well. And then when she went back to England, we met up again. So a few times between like 1969 and 1972.
Yeah.
And we had lots of nice memories, both of Guayaquil and of Rochdale and Bury, which is where I met up with her, where she'd moved to.
Yes. A lovely one of those photo booth photographs of you and her, both aged about, what, 15, 16?
About 15, yeah. Mm. That would be about 1971. So we didn't recreate it, but we just had another picture taken of the two of us, and they're side by side on Facebook and maybe Instagram, I don't know.
Yeah. With the gin in hand.
Yes, yeah. Bula.
So we were only in Canberra for a day or so, weren't we?
Yeah, and then came out to where we are now, to Murrumbula, which is gorgeous.
Isn't it? Chura Beach.
Yeah. I thought they had a beach hut or something because they were calling it a unit, but it's full-on house.
It's a 3-bedroom unit.
It's a 3-bedroom, 3 bathrooms.
Balcony overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
In the Chura Beach district of Murrumbula. Although we probably pronounced everything wrong so far.
Yeah.
So why not? Let's pronounce Murrumbula however we like to. Yes, but it's lovely, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous, yeah. And they've got a nice garden at the back. And, like you say, a balcony overlooking the sea. And, oh, it's just beautiful. And we see kangaroos that balcony.
We do indeed, but it was a 3-hour journey to get here.
Yeah, I think maybe that didn't do your back any good, which was already aching a bit after
Yes, and it was aching a bit more when we got here.
Mm.
That's more of that later.
Yeah.
The journey itself was fine, wasn't it? It was like a bit boring first, and then we come over the Great Divide. I'm not sure what it divides what from the coast, from the inland or something. But, oh, lovely countryside.
On it the way. Is. But you suffered again, didn't you? Not with your back, but with a horrible kind of blood blistery looking thing on your neck, your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim and Rick both said, that's a tick, which is that nasty insect that bores under your skin.
Yeah.
And
its back end was sticking out of my chest.
And it was.
Its front end was burrowing in.
Oh, no, its legs were sticking out. But I couldn't see that till after I'd taken a photo and, like, made it bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, most unpleasant. Yes. But Rick was like a star, wasn't he?
Yes, it's like boiling water over a pair of tweezers and got hold of the thing's back end and lifted
it
out.
Mm.
And it was still alive and
squirming.
And I was very brave, wasn't I? I didn't make any sort of, like, screaming, whinging pom noises, did I?
No, you were very brave and good.
You sounded convincing then, thank you.
One way to get it out would have been to stab a hot cigarette end into your throat.
I was very relieved we'd all given up smoking.
Yeah, that wasn't an option. But, yeah, scary, the nasty things. And they were saying it's good that you caught it when you did or spotted it when you did, because if it had burrowed right in, could have caused a lot more damage.
Mm, they kill dogs, don't they?
According to Kim, yeah.
Mm.
We've come out for a little walk. It's midday. And we've just come from Rick and Kim's house, summer house, I suppose, holiday house.
Yes, just off Chura Beach.
Yeah, and this is what we can hear.
Presumably it's birds, because it's coming from high up in trees. We can't see anything.
But it sounds like a wind chime, but it can't be, because there's like two lots coming from few trees apart.
I think there's three, actually.
But that's the only sound we can hear at the moment. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
And we're walking through woodland.
Yes.
See
blue sky through the trees there.
Yeah, and if we were to stand up, we'd see the ocean, possibly.
No, I don't think we'd quite see the ocean, because the woodland's a bit too thick for that.
Right.
If we go through the woodland a little bit, we'll come onto the beach and see the ocean then.
Yeah, but it's not far away at all. And this morning, what did you see while out for your daily constitutional?
Well, I saw a couple of things that were definitely grey kangaroos.
Yeah.
And I saw something that was black and kangaroo shaped, which may be a black kangaroo, which I've never heard of, or maybe a black wallaby, which a woman I was speaking to later had never heard of. So a black one or the other, just a little guy.
Yeah, we saw loads of kangaroos last night, didn't we?
We did.
We went out to eat at a club with a golf course attached to it, and there were loads of kangaroos just lounging around on the golf course.
Grazing. They didn't seem bothered about people playing golf or going past in golf buggies. It seems there's loads of them about here anyway. It's around about dawn and dusk.
Yeah.
Not much in the middle of the day, and possibly not much in the middle of the night.
But these amazing birds. So we're going to go back and play that bird song to Rick and to Kim and see if they recognise it.
And we'll report back if they do.
Yeah, speak soon.
So we got back and asked Kim and Rick what they thought that noise was, and it was surprisingly called
a bell bird. Its proper name is a bell minor, as in a minor bird. And it's a colonial honey eater endemic to southeastern Australia. It's got an amazing call, hasn't it?
It has indeed. But, you know, it's a very appropriate name.
Well, yeah.
As you've just heard.
They're named for their unique bell-like chiming calls.
Yeah.
So How's your back now, Dave?
My back? It's been giving me a bit of jib since we got off the bus in Canberra. And the following day, started hurting all down my bum and down my thigh and my calf on the right side. And realised there was something not right. So spoke to our Mike.
Physio.
At home, he's a physio. Has been a physio for a couple of footy clubs. He said it sounded like sciatica. I should see a chiropodist.
No, that's for feet.
No,
that's chiropractor.
Yeah, he said I should see a chiropractor. So, unfortunately, it was a Sunday, so I had to wait another day. And on Monday morning, phoned round a couple of several chiropractors. Two of the phone numbers we had the same message. I'm away on holiday. We'll be back. I phoned another one and didn't get a response, but was able to leave a message. And the fourth one, who was away on holiday. And we called round to the one that didn't get an answer from, and that was all closed. Little note in the door saying, I'm on holiday. So
just strange, as we're at a holiday place.
Yeah.
Chura Beach.
Yes, they've all gone somewhere else for their holidays. But one did phone back while we were at the beach and said, "Oh, our chap, you'll never guess, our sort of chiropractor chap, he's on holiday." But you could go to Sapphire Physiotherapists. And there's their number. So I rang them, got an appointment the following day. So by now it's about 3-4 days in to my excruciating pain. And Neil, lovely physio, gave me a bit of a back massage, said, yes, it is sciatica. And he's a big fan of a physiotherapist called Robin McKenzie, who's from New Zealand. Gave me a couple of McKenzie exercises to do. And I walked out of there, walked down into town to meet you. And still giving me some stick, but I've got these exercises to do every hour. And
on painkillers.
On painkillers. And, you know, I think I'll live.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Good. Bleeding heads, though, we probably won't get to New Zealand. We've subsequently seen lots of kangaroos, haven't we?
Yeah, we've seen lots of kind of wild ones.
Yes.
Where we live.
Yes, just hopping about in the garden.
Yeah, and then we went to Potaroo Place.
Potaroo Palace, I think.
Potaroo Palace, yeah, which rescues injured animals. Indigenous Australian animals.
Yes.
So there were koalas. Don't do much, as we've already
said. Still a bit rubbish, aren't they? Yeah. You fed a kangaroo, though.
I fed a kangaroo with some little pellets. And there were emus. And you could feed them as well, but they're a bit pecky.
Yes.
And big.
It's taller than you, I think, isn't it, emu? Yeah.
So I just dropped that food on the floor.
And flying foxes.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing, aren't they? They're like bats, but they're huge.
I think they are bats. They'll hang upside down and look like bats. Just
fly.
Three times the size of anything you've ever seen before.
Yeah, and they were all hanging around upside down. Gorgeous little faces.
All been rescued, though, because they couldn't fly.
Yeah, they'd torn the wings, some of them.
Yeah. What a great place.
Yeah. Oh, and I did stroke an echidna as well.
You did, yes. I didn't even know what one was. It looked like porcupines or hedgehogs.
Like porcupiney hedgehog things, but their spikes aren't spikes. Oh. They're like soft plastic.
Rick have slowed the car right down because there was one crossing the road slowly on the way back from Chora to Canberra.
So that was lovely, saw lots of things.
Yes, I'm getting a bit casual now about seeing things like kangaroos.
No. Okay, so I'm in Kim and Rick's lovely garden on our last day. It's beautiful sunshine and it's been great catching up.
It certainly has, 51 years later, eh?
I know, Yeah. And 55 years, I think, since we met the first time Ecuador.
Yeah.
And one of the things we had to clear up was that I had a memory of two girls who are now obviously grown women, called Cheryl and Donna, and one of them, or both, had a lot of freckles and a pet monkey. And you were trying to get to the bottom of this, weren't you?
Yeah, we messaged everybody we knew. Mm. But we got to the bottom of it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Who was it?
It was Donna.
Yeah. Yeah. And she had several monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't remember that bit. Yeah. I remembered her mum saying, "Donna, you can't take your monkey to school," or words to that effect. Which isn't a sentence you hear often.
It's not, it's not. It took a few days to get to the bottom of that, though, didn't it?
Yeah, and it turned out she had several monkeys.
That's right, that's right. What else did you do? We dragged a, well, I'm sure you'll talk about this with Dave, but we dragged a paralysis tick out of his chest.
Yes.
It was either that or a crocodile, but it was a paralysis tick.
I know.
That he thought was a spot.
I know, it was all, it looked like a blister, didn't it? And it was only when I took a picture of it and then, you know, made it bigger that I could see
it. See the legs and the head burrowed in.
But your Rick was an absolute hero with that. Got the hot tweezers.
Yeah. And got him out.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So, yes, that was it's been Dave with the dramas,
I know,
isn't it?
Yeah, with his back. And,
But we had a lovely week in Chura.
Yeah.
Marimbula.
Yeah.
Which, even though half of it was spent with Dave having to find
with physio.
Physio. It was still lovely.
We did. We went to a animal park. We went to a brewery.
Oh, yes, We managed not to have your time ruined by a noisy child and an irritating mother.
True.
Yeah, oh, it was great.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time. It was good to have you here.
And then last night, going out for your birthday.
Yeah, a nice Indian meal.
Yeah, yeah. And you shouting to everyone, "It's my birthday!"
Well, I got the poppadoms for free.
Yeah, it was worth it for that, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a good time. It was really lovely to have you both. And we'd never met Dave before.
No, and I'd never met Rick, they're lovely. Pair of them.
Not bad blokes.
No. Good Aussie thing. Not bad blokes.
Yeah.
So, just summing up, how long have you lived in Australia?
I've been here since 1972.
Which was,
so that's 50 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 51, geez, that's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah. So pretty soon after I saw you.
It would have been the next year that we would have come out here,
It's a big thing.
Yeah, a big move when you, I think I was 16 or 17.
Yeah.
But a big move when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it for a while.
But you got used to it.
Yeah, as you do.
And it is gorgeous.
Yeah,
the weather is beautiful.
I know. The beaches are beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've noticed in other places it's much more of an outdoor
lifestyle. Yeah. It isn't in Canberra, only in summer.
In
winter it's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is much more of an outdoors lifestyle. Unless it's raining.
Yeah. But even then, it seems to...
Yeah, it's not cold. It's not, in summer, it's not been cold, has it?
No.
Except the first night you got here, it was freezing. We had to put the gas on.
Bringing our English climate with us. So we're off this evening. And, take back lovely memories of Australia. And it's been nice to kind of check in with Marianne.
Absolutely.
Was the one who lived in Ecuador.
Yeah,
as well,
we did
as you.
Have a gin and tonic our three mums, Marianne's mum, your mum and my mum.
Yes.
Who were good friends.
They were good friends and partial to a gin.
Like to tipple. So we did, in fact, we probably did that several times.
Yeah, I think we carried on a fine tradition
of
our mums and we miss them, don't we?
We sure do.
Yeah,
and they'd have been thrilled to know that we caught up.
I think they would, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it's been lovely, Kim.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
So, our last day, we had a nice drive around Canberra with Kim and Rick.
Yeah, we did. We saw it all from above, didn't we? All the government buildings.
Yeah, it's at the top of the Arboretum.
Yeah.
An area that was burnt down a few years ago, and they've planted trees from all parts of the world.
Yeah. Chile, monkey puzzle.
Yes, Turkish cedars, Japanese cedars. All kinds of things from all over the world, which is interesting given that they're very keen on not letting any plant life into the country.
I know, they're obsessed with it. Yeah. Making people disinfect their boots in case they got any seeds on them from other places.
No, and then it's give us your trees, everybody. And then, flight back. We are now sitting in Doha Airport.
Yeah.
Being a bit delayed. But we got here by business class.
I know, first time ever, and wasn't it amazing? OMG.
Yes, I know. Can't believe it's free drinks, free food.
There's a bar.
Yeah, the sort of the air hostess people are like servants, aren't they? They're behaving like maids.
I know, instead of like haughty people going, be fuck out.
Yeah.
You know, and taking that sketch.
Yes. We're probably doing that at the other end of the plane to the ordinary folk.
Yeah, it was an eye-opener, wasn't it?
Very much so.
They give you pyjamas and slippers just to keep.
Yeah, I do.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
There's an announcement.
This might be good news. I'm handling a flight today. On behalf of Qatar Airways, it is a pleasure to welcome you on flight QR27 operating and departing to Manchester. We request you to remain seated until you're called to board. Boarding will be announced by the zone number as indicated on your boarding pass. Please ensure to carry all your personal belongings before proceeding to the aircraft. Thank you.
So, that's us. Look like we'll be home soon.
I know. It says according to the zone number on your boarding pass. We're not sure we've got one.
Yeah, well, but we're in busybody class, so we'll be okay. So that's us. Yeah. We'll probably do a bit of a summary of our adventures in a week or so.
Yeah.
Well, thank you if you've been listening. Goodbye.
Same here. Ta-ra.